Christ is risen. Truly is risen. Indeed he is risen. Christ is risen. Christ is risen. Truly he is risen. Indeed he is risen. Christ is risen, my beloved. This is the joyous sounds that we hear all the time unto the Ascension. Of course, we had a saint in Russia, which was Saint Seraphim. He used to greet everyone all year round like that. He would approach somebody and say, rejoice, or my joy, Christ is risen. Because he had that resurrection in his heart, and he felt that joy, the joy of the resurrection. You know, my beloved, yesterday was the day, last day of the service where the royal doors open, and all the doors to the altar open. And of course, tradition in the Russian people is that everybody that departs this life during the Pascha or the holy bright week, they go immediately to the kingdom of heaven, for the doors of the heaven are open. But of course, you have to be faithful. You have to be a believer. And so it's a great joy, the great joy for on Pascha. But let's get back to yesterday's service. We had a special, yesterday we had to be breaking the artus. Artus is a special bread that was prepared, was blessed on the first day of the Pascha, during the right after the midnight service, and was staying all week right in front of the royal doors. And my beloved, and yesterday there was a special prayer said of blessing this bread. And since not many of you had been able to attend the service, I will read that prayer for you now. And it's in the Hapkod. O Lord Jesus Christ, our God, the angelic bread, the bread of life eternal, who came down from heaven and has fed us on these most bright days with the spiritual food of the divine benefits, for the sake of thy three days burial and redeeming resurrection, look now also, we humbly entreat thee, upon our prayer and thanksgiving. And as thou didst bless the five loaves in the wilderness, so now also do thou bless this bread, that all who shall partake of it may be vouchsafed bodily and spiritual health and blessings, through the grace and bounties of thy love towards mankind. For thou art our sanctification, and unto thee do we ascribe glory, together with thy Father, who is from everlasting, and thine own holy and good and life-giving Spirit, now and ever into the ages of ages. Amen. And there is a little tiny explanation more here. Having broken the artus in the usual manner, it is distributed to all before and before their meal, they should take it. He may also break it during the liturgy, after the prayer, before the tribune, and distribute it to the faithful instead of the antindorius. My beloved, what is this angelic bread, the bread the artus that has been blessed to Pascha? Well, this is actually a medicine. It's a spiritual and physical medicine. If you are ailing, if you have any kind of a sickness, whether it's physical or spiritual, remember that this bread makes miracles, and it will bring you the joy in your heart of the resurrection of the Lord and of his love for you. And when you partake it, and you remember the days and of the bright week that you were able to be rejoicing. Again, I repeat myself, there is nothing that can happen, could have happened during the bright week, that you and me would be losing the rejoicing. And you would say, oh, but Father, there's so many things happening in the world. You could be robbed. You could be your brother or a sister or a husband or wife or parents, and they could have died during that week. And you're going to tell me you're not going to be mourning and you're not going to be feeling bad about it? You'll be able to still to rejoice? Yes, my dearest, if you are an Orthodox Christian, surely you will. If you have lost your father, your mother, or your husband and wife, and if you truly love them, then you will rejoice. You will rejoice during this week, because this is the time when the doors of the kingdom of heaven are opened for them, and they have finished the struggling on this earth. For no matter how happy you may be on this earth, you can never match the happiness in the kingdom of heaven. And if you have loved your close ones, and not just for the body or for yourself egotistically, but loved their soul, then you would absolutely rejoice if the Lord would take them at the time of the Pascha, the time of the resurrection of the Lord, or during the whole bright week, my beloved. What kind of sorrows can befall us? Well, the sorrows that befall us is, of course, if we turn away from our Lord. And yet the Lord, as you know, he said to the disciples when he was leaving them, when he was going up into the sky to his Father, yet he said to them that he will be with them forever, always with them, until the end of times. And then, even though physically he went with his body to be in the throne of the Lord up in heaven, but spiritually he's always with us. He's always with us. And we know that. We know that by the joy that we have. Don't ever allow any depressions set over, or any bad feelings in your heart, or for your brothers, or for anybody else. Because when that happens, when you let some bad feelings come into your heart, then you not feel the joy of God's presence. God is not going to let himself be felt by you. You know, the demons, they shudder. They are so trembling when they feel God's presence. And we do that too when we fall into one sin or another. So, but he came to this earth for only one reason, and that is to conquer the evil one and show us a way how to make it to the kingdom of heaven. And so, how to do it? How can we able to get to the kingdom of heaven? By love. By having the love for the Lord. By having the love for the Lord and having the love for each other. And I don't mean egotistical love, the kind of love that, oh, you love him or her or this one because you get so much from them, so much pleasures and so on, or goodies or whatever it is. That's not the kind of love I'm talking about. The real love is that when you care about the salvation of your neighbor, whoever it may be, of your loved one, you really care about salvation, that you are praying your heart out if you see that your neighbor is going the wrong way and is not following the way of the gospel. Then you cry out from your heart to the Lord to help him to change and to so that he will be brought to acknowledgement of the truth. The truth is the Lord and the truth is the gospel. So that he or she will be able to rejoice in the presence of the Lord. For the Lord is everywhere present and fills all things. My beloved, that's the true love. The true love doesn't think of oneself. It thinks about the his neighbor, whoever it may be. It may be your close one, husband, wife, or children, or grandchildren, grandparents, whoever it may be. And there's your neighbor that you should really love, because when you show them the love and you really love them, then the Lord takes it that you love him. And of course, he will make your heart to be filled with joy, and the joy that you will be with your loved ones forever, and with the Lord, with the angels, with all the heavenly dwellers, my beloved. This is what the Pascha is all about. This is what the resurrection of the Lord is about. And you know what happened is in today's gospel, that the Lord came, he came right through the door, open, without opening it, and he came, stood before the disciples and said to them, "Peace be unto you." Oh, and of course, and Saint Thomas was there. And last time when the Lord came a week ago, Thomas, Saint Thomas the Apostle, wasn't there. And when the Apostle told him that the Lord has come, and they saw him, and he wouldn't believe it. He says, "Unless I touch his wounds with my hands and put my hand into the rib where he was speared, and I will not believe." And so the Lord, this time, he appears to them, tells them again, "Peace be to you all." And then he says to St. Thomas, he says, "Come over here and do not be unbeliever, but be a believer. Take your hand and put it in my wounds, in my hands, and see the wounds, and the wounds in my feet, and touch my ribs where the spear went through." And when Thomas did that, he cried out from his heart, "My Lord, my God, my Lord, my God." And of course, well, this is what you and me have such a great honor. Not only we can touch the wounds of our Lord and as St. Thomas is, but we're receiving communion. We are receiving the Lord himself, that he allows us to consume him as a angelic bread, that he came to save us, to give us salvation. And what kind of joy, and then how we should cry out and say, "My Lord, my God, thou art my love, my Lord and my God." And we can truly rejoice, and truly rejoice, and remember that if God is with us, no one can be against us. And even if they are against us, if we will be understanding the saints, the martyrs, and all those who have rejoiced when they knew that they were going to have to be suffering for the Lord, whether it was sickness, whether it was suffering through tortures, or whether it was suffering through the deprivations which they have even inflicted upon themselves, and put on chains on themselves, and to make themselves uncomfortable. They all did that for the love of the Lord, so that they would be able to rejoice, knowing that they are a little partakers, a little tiny bit of what the Lord went through, the suffering, and what it made them to be rejoicing in their heart, and knowing that they love God, because the true love makes your heart to rejoice. When you love someone and you're in the presence of someone, you rejoice, and we can never have to be away from our Lord. We can always rejoice, and because the Lord is everywhere present, always with us, and we can always rejoice seeing in his creation, whether it's another human being, or whether it's a flower, or whoever it may be. But by seeing them, we should rejoice, knowing that God loves them, and he died, and he carried the burdens and the sins of everyone from the beginning, from Adam to the last person. And he wants us to learn to carry the burdens of each other. And our carrying the burdens for us is like a little tiny, tiny drop in the sea compared to what the Lord had to carry for all of us, because he knew the every thought, and he knew every sin that anybody had ever committed. My beloved, let's love the Lord with all our heart and mind and soul, and rejoice in his resurrection, and acknowledging that he is our Lord and our God, and cry out with joy all the time to our neighbors, Christ is risen, in whatever language you can do it. And when you hear that voice of somebody else saying to you, Christ is risen, you answer that truly is risen, or indeed he is risen, however you have been taught. But the main thing, have joy in your heart, and keep that joy, and don't let the enemy to take away that joy from you. And remember that the enemy always trying to take the joy away from us is by getting us to do some kind of sins, and we don't want to do that. We want to please our Lord and love our Lord and to be with him in the kingdom of heaven, and rejoice with all the angels and everybody forever and ever, and always to say in our heart, Christ is risen, truly is risen. Amen.